Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Late today from 4 p.m. Anyway, more about that later. We begin the show, the podcast, whatever you want to call it. Don't call it that. With the fallout from Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool beating Javi Gracia's Leeds in the Premier League at Elland Road. The match was live on TalkSport. If you don't believe me, here's your reaction to that.
But a capitulation saw this stadium empty a long time before the end. A dreadful defensive display has ended with the scoreline. Leeds 1, Liverpool 6.
Wow, what a sorry mess that was from Leeds United. It's like Bielsa's still in charge. And in fact, I don't even think he had one this bad. And the small consolation for Leeds fans will be, it's not as bad as Man United were against Liverpool, but that will mean nothing. The Leeds fans sang a song about how much they hate VAR during that second half. Well, they haven't got VAR in the Championship, so they might be looking forward to a return to the second tier.
Very, very disappointed because expected other game. We were looking forward this game because we knew it was a big chance for us. And after this game, not only the result, I think the game today was bad. And we need to improve because playing this way, we don't have any chance.
If it wasn't so late in the season, if you hadn't just come in, that's sackable. The two home games are sackable, aren't
not
they?
Not far off.
Is there a chance they might make another change?
Possibly.
It's Leeds. Yeah.
Do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if I woke up in the morning and said we're going to make a change.
Jason Gandy.
Has anyone seen Leeds? Me, yeah. You took one hell of a beating. Christensen. You took one hell of a beating. Cock. Can you hear me, Cock? You took one hell of a beating. Cock.
Victor Orta, the managing director, and Rad Rezani, since 2018 when they took over, they've got one manager right out of 10. They've messed up every manager apart from Bielsa. And what they've done is they've spent £260 million by picking random players out of a hat out of random European leagues in the world. I mean, it makes no sense. Victor Orta has got to go. If anyone in this world has got to be sacked, it's Victor Orta and Rad Rezani. They've got to go tonight. And they've got to take that back to you, whatever it's called, with it.
3 points at last for Liverpool. A first win in six for Jurgen Klopp. 6 goals, 4 of which came in the second half.
Massive distance between us and top four, but I still get asked for it. So I don't know. But I'm not bothered in a moment because we cannot go for it. We have to win football games. And to win football games, you need performances. And tonight was a really good performance. The second half against Arsenal was really, really good. So that's what we have to do because we have the quality to do it. So then show it. So in all the games, in all the performances we put in from now until the end of the season, might lead to something. I have no clue to what. But what they're especially important for is that we use them to understand what happened this season and what is possible for us next season, that we really can go again.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Two Just Stop Oil protesters forced a stoppage in play at the World Snooker Championships, one throwing an orange powder over the table during a match. TalkSport's Michael Weedock has more.
The protester sat on the table before being removed by security. Meanwhile, another person on the other table was stopped from a further protest. Just Stop Oil released a statement via social media shortly after the incident. It called for the end of all new UK fossil fuel projects. Play has been delayed for the table to be cleaned up and reclothed overnight.
Now, Chelsea take on Real Madrid in the Champions League quarterfinals tonight. Live on TalkSport. It's the second leg, don't you know? The Blues, they're already two goals down from the first leg. Here's the Chelsea boss, Frank Lampard, looking ahead to the clash and, of course, his first ever victory.
We're not where we want to be. I think the word broken is a bit much, but we're not where we want to be. And that's clear. League position is a reality in the Premier League. We're 2-0 down in this game. So I think those things are just reality. We have to work against that and show in every way we can because we're in that moment. I don't think anything tomorrow will be better than winning the Champions League, from my opinion, because we had many moments on that run of difficulties against Barcelona in that game and Napoli and all this. It was a huge run where there were a lot of big achievements. But I understand your point. I think for us, considering the result now, considering the team we're up against, because in that moment that we're in, we have to fight really hard to make it happen. So, of course, that would be special.
Staying with Chelsea, here's the former Crystal Palace chairman, Simon Jordan, claiming Chelsea owner Todd Boehly doesn't know what he's doing, labelling him an idiot American. Blimey. Pin back your lug holes and have a listen to this one. Don't want to be an American
idiot. There is an agenda to put Boehly in the spotlight, which he's put himself there. Of course, I understand that.
Yeah.
For the fact he's an idiot American that's spending money like it's going out of fashion, doesn't know what he's doing, wants to put all-star games on, and doesn't really understand the dynamics of football. Got rid of an established football manager on the basis of a whim and really doesn't know what he's doing. Now, that probably isn't the definitive truth, but some of the outcomes that we're seeing at this moment in time lend itself to that particular argument. I made the point last week, and everybody sat across the table from me saying, well, no, established manager won't come in the middle of the season. They won't want to do that. Why would they want to do that? They want to go into the preseason. I said, well, why would you not want to get him in? Why wouldn't you have the economic lever, leverage, and wherewithal to say, you, fella, Enrique, I'll tell you what, I'll bring you into my football club. I'll give you whatever you want to come through the door now. And by the way, you can learn everything. You get a pass for this season. You can learn all about these players. And when we get to the preseason for next year, you'll have made all the decisions that you want. We won't have to waste any time. And so this has proven to be the case. Or it's a slightly Machiavellian media alighting upon the fact that Todd Boehly doesn't know whether to find his backside with both hands in a funnel, and whatever he does is wrong, i.e. calls out Madrid getting beat 3-0, can't get a manager in mid-season because ultimately the orthodoxy is they won't want to join, but actually they will want to join, gets the wrong guy in because the guy that got looked at Brighton looked like a good project for Brighton but isn't a great project for Chelsea, and on we go.
Right,
he's an idiot American. It's going out to idiot America. Welcome to a new kind
of tension all across the alien nation. Now, here's Andy Jacobs going on another rant about Chelsea. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
It was the safest bet of the weekend, Brighton to beat Chelsea. I mean, it was obvious it was going to happen. I just think it's the way that they're playing. I mean, honestly, they are so... If you look at the actual stats about how many points Tuchel earned at Chelsea, if you take those away, Chelsea are definitely relegated this season. The way they've been playing since Tuchel left, they would have been relegated.
I love the way you were saying to us earlier on, you're looking at the teams below you, what you're worried.
No, I know. I've written down they're going to have to fire Frank and bring in Big Sam to keep us up. Honestly, it's absolutely. Yes. The home game against Forest could be the biggest game in the club's history. I mean, they're going to need,
Andy,
a point.
You're getting hysterical.
But the whole thing of it, it's just, I mean, you know, I love Frank Lampard as a player and I like him as a man. You know, he's a great bloke. But I mean, I don't think he's much of a coach. He's made us much, much worse. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, Emma Hayes would have done a better job. She would have done.
Yeah.
You know, Kepa, he encourages players to shoot from outside the box because they know if they do, they've got a good chance. I'm not saying, that maybe Mendy would have got it, I don't know, but three goals from outside the box in the last three games, you know, it's just not good enough. It really isn't. But there you go, that's the way it is. What are you going to do?
Now, the start of Saturday's Grand National was delayed by 14 minutes after activists looking to stop it taking place entered the track. Hill 16 sadly died in the race. Trainer Sandy Thompson blamed the animal rights protesters for the fatality.
This year there wasn't a parade, and I think that's perhaps, you know, something that's actually quite a good thing because it just gives horses and jockeys the chance just to gather their thoughts, and the horses are being led, so, you know, in the parade they usually look fairly settled. Instead of this year, we got into the parade ring and then we went out of the parade ring. These people had unfortunately got onto the course and they said they glued themselves to the fence. So the horses' routine was completely knocked. We had to take them back to the stables. We took the saddle off. Then we were told that we were going again. So we had to put the saddle back on again. And, the horses were obviously slightly confused about what was going on.
Now, back to football. Here's the Aston Villa midfielder, Johnny McGinn, on White and Jordan, saying nice things about his manager, Unai Emery. Goldstein, no one calls him Johnny McGinn. Yep, you're right. John McGinn, my mistake. Sorry, Johnny.
McGinn has been so plucky today. Fed into the box. Buendia. Watkins!
Added so many balls to players who, like myself, I didn't think I was capable of doing things he's taught me. I'm 28, Tyrone's 30. There's players who are at the peak of our power, supposed to be, but we're learning every day. He says he's learning every day, and it's just a great environment to be in. He's a top-class manager. His record speaks for itself, and he's really keen to be successful here, and it's great to be part of. It's been a mental journey. When I joined, I was the new ownership's second signing. This was probably what they envisaged maybe a year or two ago. Doesn't work like that. This is a really tough league. But we see the potential this club's got, the atmosphere today. They could have probably filled the stadium twice over. So it's special to be here, but we need to deliver. We wish we were in Newcastle's position, but we're not because of the start of the season that we had. But we've given ourselves a great chance to do something special, and hopefully we do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs and some classic clips of the week.
Here's Mr. Perry with a top impression of former Chelsea owner Ken Bates.
He's invited us all over early on to say, you know, and you know what Ken's like. I'm nice for a drink. You can have a glass of my wine, and then you can all push off because I'm going sailing.
It's actually not bad.
Wasn't bad. A bit posher than the old man, yeah. That was really, but pretty good. And Mike really is the man of a thousand voices. Here he is with an uncanny David Beckham impression.
David Beckham, as ever, unbelievable. When he was interviewed about it, had his woolly hat on, pulled it down. Yeah, I think there will be a bit of a problem. No, I'm looking forward to it. I like playing in big games, don't I?
It's quite similar to his Ken Bates, really.
It's quite similar. It's like he's in some old Ealing comedy, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Over to Big Al again now, and a team we've always enjoyed listening to him pronounce.
Who have Liverpool drawn in the FA Cup, the third round in this season's FA Cup? Was it Yeovil?
Yeovil. We Mike used to love Bovo. It when Mike Bovill went to Mike Bovill goes to Yeovil. Those were the days.
It was.
This is Jim Proudfoot and Alvin Martin on commentary duty.
Now, Millwall have just had a player sent off at home to Norwich, and I'll give you two guesses who it might have been.
Kevin Musgrave.
Oh, congratulations.
An elephant never loses its spots, Jim.
I think Alv meant that. I think he knew what he was doing.
Do you think so? Yeah, maybe he did. We'll just give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today from 4 o'clock alongside Darren Bent, the Sneaker Freak. After us, of course, it's Chelsea against Real Madrid in the Champions League quarterfinal second leg, presented by Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.